Good morning, everyone. The Lord bless you. May the Lord surprise you beyond your imagination today. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. I don't know the dimension the service will take, and I don't know how the Holy Spirit will take it. I did not have a specific plan, but I will tell you the story, and from there you can imagine how the Holy Spirit moves. Okay, first and foremost, I want to welcome you to the month of the supernatural, the month of God's divine intervention in everyone's life. I pray this month you will receive the touch of the Most High God. You will be a recipient of God's glory. You will remember the month of March 2020 as a month where God appears to you. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. In the last couple of days, as you might see from our bulletin, for those who are newcomers, you can get through the bulletins. You will see to this month, it's a month of the supernatural hand of God in the spirit. You know, I wasn't here last Sunday, but I believe my God must have blessed you through my wife. I bless God for that. But one thing God told me, and that's where we want to start from today. I was asking God to reveal something to me. And so I started preparing my sermon. From Monday, I was preparing the spirit. This is what it's going to be. And yesterday night, you know, after I had gone out to see a few people, so I went out to do my prayer walk. And God revealed something to me. I didn't know the scripture. Not that I don't know, it must be in the Bible, but I don't know precisely where this was in the scripture. And God was showing something to me. He said, there was a on. That was just calling, that was eating people, destroying and scattering. And God said there was a horn. I was wondering, what could that be? I wanted to pray yesterday about and start preparing sermon, and God said there was a horn. And so yesterday night, God ministered to me, said, go and do something very late in the night. So after I did that, this morning, God said, wake up, come to church, and I will show you something. So I left early, no more than normal. And so I came to church, and I was just, God was revealing to me there was a on. And this is what I've been asking for, a revelation. And God showed to me there was a on, and I went through the scripture God showed to me. And there was something that has been happening that I have never taken cognizance of. And the on was, according to what God revealed to me, was to scatter, was to destroy, to maim. And many people have been wounded by the on. You know, you could see some people, their tummy has been wounded. They're having pain. I don't mean physical pain. I mean, there's a spiritual dimension of it that your life seems to be scattered. And seems that things are not working the way it should be. And God said to me, this is what I wanted to talk about. If you came here earlier, you know, you will see that I was just trying to think, what could this mean? And when the sermon, the choir were ministering, thank God for that choir ministration, I began to see God show me something also. There was a hand that brought a light, like a lamp. He brought it out. And I was rejoicing in my spirit and said, this is a light. It's bringing the light. And God said, no, don't take that. Let my light shine so you can see the hand that was bringing the light. And behold, when the light of God shines, I see that it was the evil spirit that was bringing the light. A son of darkness acting as if the son of light. Maybe, and I believe in the spirit, that some people who have been acting like the son of the Most High God, but they represented the kingdom of darkness. I pray today, the light of heaven will shine, and every darkness should be revealed in the name of Jesus. Now today, I want to talk to you. Get ready, because there will be a supernatural touch. Anytime the Holy Spirit wants me to pray, I will pray. Anytime God wants me to do something different, just be prepared. And I trust the Holy Spirit will minister to you like never before, in Jesus' name. If you go through what God revealed to me at the beginning of this month, we said this is a month of spiritual, supernatural fruitfulness. And God said, one of the things that Christians, and you and I have never dreamed of wanting to have a different dimension. And today I'll be talking about how you can hear from God. clearly from God. But that may not be the focus of it, because this morning when I was saying to God, you show me the on, and he said to me, you need to hear first before you can follow the instruction. And today I was so blessed in my spirit when he told me, I hear this, I've never, it was yesterday night. He said, there are horns. And I was wondering, what could this be? I want you to open your Bible, if you have one, to the book of Isaiah. Technically, my platform is not working. What happened? Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. Oh, thank you so much. It said, your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right hand, or whenever you turn to the left. Thank you so much. God bless you, Manuel. Look at this thing. The greatest blessing you can ever have is to hear from God and to know exactly what God wants you to do at every specific time. Dear sons and my brothers and sisters, I know we do pray. I know we do study the word of God. I know we do a lot of spiritual gymnastic. But one thing I want you to be aware of is when things, if you want to get to the top of anything pertaining to your life or anyone around you, ask specifically an instruction from the Lord. It was later today I understood clearly why God was talking about the on. And I never put into cognizance the importance and the power of the on. And so I want to encourage you in the Lord. First and foremost, you need to hear the voice of the Lord. You need to be able to hear clearly from the Lord. In the place that we read today, it talks about the power of man and woman of God to hear from God. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 2, you will hear a story, I won't be able to go through it because of our time, of a man of God who has always been a prophet, what we could regard as the high priest of a whole nation, somebody that supposedly to know exactly the move and the mind of God. The Bible said God will not speak through him. And God raised a boy called Samuel, and he spoke to him. Friends, I don't want it to be great in the sight of man, as a man or a woman of God. But before God, you are just nobody. The greatest way you can ever be in conformity to God is by hearing from him. Because what he says to you might be different from what he's saying to me. I might be speaking directly to my sister, but the way my sister will hear will be different. And likewise, the way my wife will hear will be different. But if you cannot hear from God, you are not yet started with God. Because there is no man on earth who will want to have children and the children cannot recognize his voice or cannot know his mind. All what God wanted to do today as we go into this spiritual walk is that you must be able to hear from God. He said, when you turn to the left and when you turn to the right, you will hear from God. And so this morning, when yesterday and this morning, when God begins to reveal certain things to me, I was glad in my heart because I have a life example to share with you. But what God showed to me, that's where we would start today. And so if I ask you to rise up to pray, please don't hesitate. Do it with all your heart. If you have your Bible now, I want us to open to the book of Zechariah. The book of Zechariah. We're going to read a very lengthy one, verse 19 to 21. Amen. The book of Zechariah, chapter 9, chapter 1, verse 19 to 21. Thank you. It says in this place, please, if you have your Bible open also, if you have not mark it in your Bible. If you have electronic Bible, there is a way you can highlight with different color. Please mark it. And it says, and I said to the angel who talked with me, what are these? So he answered me, these are the horns that have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. Then the Lord showed me four craftsmen. And I said,
What are these coming to do? So he said, these are the horns that scattered Judah, so that no one could lift up his head. But the craftsmen are coming to terrify them, to cast out the horns of the nations that lifted up their own against the land of Judah to scatter it. If you are here this morning, you have bitterness in your heart. Could you just lift up your hand as we pray? You need to let go because you might be a victim. If you have bitterness in your heart against anyone, regardless of what they have done and when they have done it. Who is in the house? Bitterness of heart. This is what God said to me. I know there is somebody here. I know 100%. He said, you will be the victim of the war when you have hatred in your heart. You will be the victim of the war. You cannot be in the war front and have hatred in your heart. In the spiritual realm, you'll be a victim. If you are here, you have hatred. Whatever what the person or the circumstances may be, I just want you to let go. I want to pray with you. Anyone in the house? Hatred in your heart against somebody or group of people for some reason. Amen. I can tell you, anybody in the house? No one. Amen. I pray you will not be a victim of the devil in the name of Jesus. In this place that we read, the Bible may declare, it said, yeah, there are four horns that scattered Jerusalem, Israel, and Judah. Horns, what does that represent? Horns are the output of head. Horns does not grow in the leg or hand or belly. It comes out of the head. And what is the function of the horn? Horn is a natural defense mechanism for the animals to be able to fight and to threaten the enemy. But in the spiritual realm, according to this place that we read, the horns in this world is meant to scatter. It's meant to destroy. It's meant to make of no use. I pray for you today, every horn that is risen up against your life, against your family, against your destiny, today the Lord will scatter them in Jesus' name. Like I was sharing with some people in the last couple of days about the power of the Word of God. The power of the Word of God. In this place, the Word of God may declare that the horn came to scatter Israel. Why would horn come to scatter Israel? First and foremost, the reason was because there is a purpose why God created Israel. You are born for a purpose, and if your purpose is not fulfilled, it's not because of the absence of God. It only means there's something not going right in the spiritual realm. And today I pray the Lord will open your spiritual eyes to begin to see things the way God sees them in the name of Jesus. There was a story I heard. A man of God was praying for a woman with a cancer. And as he was praying for the woman with the cancer, the Lord asked him to go and sit down at the feet of the woman who laid with cancer. The second time he went to pray, God asked him to sit down the same place. The third time he prayed, God asked him. And the fourth time or so, he went to the top of where he was, and he asked him to cast down spirit in the breast. Many people will say cancer is more of medical, it's more of biological. I'm not disproving what the science say, but it's a spiritual dimension to it. There's a spiritual dimension to it. And what the man of God said, he cast out the power in the breast. And the man of God said there was something that flew out like a bird out of that woman. And immediately the woman stood up and dined with them. I pray for every spiritual horn that is scattering and diminishing the glory of God in your life, let them be scattered today in Jesus' name. Now, what does it mean to have the on? The first thing we know, on represent kingdoms and power. Kingdoms and power. You know, if you read the book of Revelation chapter 17 verse 12, we can read God was talking about 10 kingdoms. If you read the book of Daniel chapter 7 verse 7 to 8 and 24, it was also talking about kingdom and power. Let me tell you, it was when I was going to spiritual understanding that I meant that there's so many on that have risen against this church. Forces that are not naturally seen, forces that are not can be seen by eyes, but they are coming to go, to scatter, to destroy. And Bible made it clear, if they are kingdom, if they are power, that means they have different level. And that's why the Bible made it clear that we fight not against flesh and against flesh and but against what? One, power. Two, spiritual wickedness in high places. Three, if you look at those things, it mentioned four different ones that scattered and destroy. Four different level, and these were different hierarchy of power in the spiritual realm that tend to destroy. And when God was revealing this to me and about this church, sometimes I think it was because people are not praying. No. I was thinking because some people ate somebody. No. But because there is a spiritual dimension to it. If somebody, you are fighting the spiritual war and you are using your arms of flesh, you are bound to fail. Because the spiritual battle cannot be won by the physical strength. And what he says there, we fight not against flesh and blood. Not friend. Not people that you see. Sister Yutunde, are you listening to me? Not people that you see. Not people that you think about. But against spiritual wickedness. Against power. Rulers of darkness of this world. People that have different power to do and to subdue. But God is saying to you, I bring you forth today. You will overcome in the name of Jesus. And so when God was talking about those that scattered for us, you know, their primary purpose was to do what? To destroy and to scatter. And God is saying, I will give you a dynamic power that you have never seen before to raise your strength above the powers of darkness. Today, we receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. For the Bible said, I give unto you what? Power. Do you hear what? To do what? To tread upon serpent and scorpion and over works of the darkness, and nothing by any means ought you. But the problem is that many of us are not aware of this. I told you this is a month of supernatural. If whatever you have never believed God before, please believe God, because there will be a dimensional grace given to you to do the impossible in the name of Jesus. So why would enemy scattered? Why would enemy want to scatter? Like I said to you, the primary reason why the enemy or the kingdom of darkness primarily targets the Christian is because he doesn't want us to fulfill purpose. There's something I believe God wants you and I to fulfill. I will share some life experiences with you so that that will motivate you. When I was quite younger, living in my country of birth, I was working, or so to speak, as somebody who concurred a neighbor, family friend, who was into diabolical powers. It was into some, I wouldn't know, they have this, their own semi-god that they pray to, and they use it to produce certain spiritual concoctions, which they say to some spiritual, I mean, those who are spiritualists. For those who are not from my country, you know, they call them the spiritual shops. Like if those who go to Celestials or the Cherubim stores where they sell different candles, they sell soap and all kind of things like that. So this man will make that power. and he would sell it to them. And so one time he was very keen to get somebody to get some of these things to send to these people. And then he called me, he asked me, "Would you be able to help me to supply this? It's a kind of soap, like, that you sell it to these people." And I did. I help him to supply this. And later in the run, when I gave my life to Christ, God was revealing to me some spiritual dimension of you being partakers. He has in his one of the room a kind of small shrine like that, like a white calabash or stuff like that. And God was revealing to me that it is not just natural for you to go and be an ambassador of somebody doing something not natural or not right in the spiritual realm. And so one of the key things God asked me to do was to reject every connection that I align myself with by being partakers of that. And that God made it clear to me that when you involve in certain spiritual things, that you either you are conscious or not, you are covenanted yourself into that power. And today, I want to say to you, if at any time or at any point you have been involved in some spiritual things that might have a spiritual implication in your life, all you'll be asking God today is that the Lord will scatter anything that aligns with you in the spiritual realm, contrary to the power of God. Because as long as those things are there, it gives room for the enemy. And so in this place, if you read the beginning of this place, because the children of Israel sin against God. Because they sin against God. When people go contrary to the work of God, the enemy has permission to do some level. And I mean even Christians. And then I was sharing something with somebody, you know, I was asking, why didn't you just check out things? It couldn't have been that you are praying and God is not answering. Is there anything that is hindering your prayer being answered? Is anybody behind the scene that you might not know? And that's why when God showed to me this morning to pray against the ones, you know, this is not the sermon I prepare at all for this day. But when God asked us speak against the own, there must be something we are not aware of. But I trust the Holy Spirit. But at the end of today, because we are going to pray against every own, I pray the Lord himself will fight for you, and every own that rises against you shall be scattered in Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to be spiritually alert. So the Bible said in verse 21, there are also four craftsmen, goldsmiths, the carpenters, depends on the fashion that you are using. There are four craftsmen, there are four goldsmiths, there are four carpenters. Why did God raise the four craftsmen after the four on? The Bible said, when the enemy shall come like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise a standard against them. And so what God did was, he said, okay, there are four horns that were scattering, but I will give you equivalent power, far more than theirs, to scatter everyone that scatters you. And in this place, verse 20, if you can let me project verse 21, he said, these are the one that I have scattered and terrify the four end. He said, but the craftsmen are coming to terrify them, to cast out the horns out of the nation that have lifted up their own against the land of Judah to scatter it. What God is saying to you and I today, he said, I will give you power. See, your power is not in your word only, but it's also in the Spirit of God and in the Word of God. In the book of John chapter 15 verse 7, let me project that. John chapter 15 verse 7, he said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you will ask anything in my name and I will do it. Say, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask whatever you desire and it shall be done unto you. Look at what he said there. You abide in God, which will be the next level we'll be going to. What does it mean to abide in God? For you to align with God. Mommy and daddy, friends, if your way are pleasing to God, it will even make your enemy to be at peace with you. You see, you align with God, not a part-time relationship, not a convenient relationship. When everything is working fine, then God is God. When he's providing and protecting, when things happen, you begin to run away. Say, you align with God. And his word, this will be for last Sunday, and his word abide in you. I have come to learn the power of the prayer. The prayer that answer is not the prayer that you just pray. It's a prayer that aligns with the word of God. He said, if you ask anything according to my will, I will do it. How do you know the will of God? The will of God is in his word. The Lord cannot go contrary to his will. Somebody was talking about coronavirus, and I was saying to them, I said, I'm not boasting of my strength, and I'm not saying because United Kingdom does not have much incident. That's the reason I think I'm fine. But the Bible made it clear. It said, I will not allow the disease of the Egyptians to come near my dwelling places. I am exempted not by my strength, but according to the word of God. If you hold the word of God more than anything, there is no way the enemy can stand against you. When the enemy came against Jesus Christ, and he said to Jesus, all those things, he even quoted the scripture. He took Jesus to the mountaintop and he said, fall down. Has it not been written that he will give his angel charge over you that you will not dash your feet against the stone? And said, Jesus said, wow, so you know the scripture. Yes, I will tell you, say, thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God. If you cannot know the word of God abide in you, when the enemy come like a flood, there is nothing the Holy Spirit can raise up. When the seven horns comes against to scatter children of Israel, the only thing God will start to use is the word of God. He's going to raise the craftsmen, the skill. Who are the craftsmen? Who are the carpenter? Who are the goldsmith? These are the people that God has endowed with the gift, with the skill, the ability to understand the word of God, like the book of Jeremiah chapter 1. You know, Jeremiah was saying, what did you see? What did you see? You see, what you see, I saw the almond tree. He said, yes, I'm coming to perform. God is going to give you ability to understand things in the spiritual, gift of the Holy Spirit, the skill of God to be able to know the move of the kingdom of darkness so that you'll be able to position yourself for the things to come. Now, who are the four craftsmen? These four craftsmen are the skills, including the stone not hewn by man's hand, used by God to destroy the four kingdoms with their kings that destroy the nations of Israel. You see, God is going to use you, and I'm trusting God is going to use me to scatter every on standing against your life, against this church, this ministry, our family. The Lord will use us in Jesus' name. Craftsmen, the Bible did not say that God will raise the angel. God said it will raise the craftsmen. Craftsmen, that is the human being, you and I. You and I. How do you get the craftsmen? Craftsmen are the people that God ordained. Remember what God said in the book of 1 Peter chapter 2. He said, who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So you are the craftsman. See, when you know yourself to be a craftsman, you will also prepare to demonstrate what God has ordained you to do. So when it is time for you to pray, I want you to be spiritually ready to do the hand of God. Who are the craftsmen? Craftsmen are gifted with a purpose that does not involve ministry strength, but to overcome the ability of those empires that conquered Israel. Craftsmen are the powers and ordination of God. The book of Daniel chapter 11 verse 32 says, as such that do wickedly against the covenant shall be corrupt by flattery, but the people that know their God shall be strong and do exploit. Who are the craftsmen? The craftsmen are those on who stand against the powers of darkness. Friends, I want you to be empowered today. I want you to be strengthened today to understand what God says about you. Many a times we are very fearful and fidgeting. I remember in those days, I was quite fearful to pray against witches and wizards because I was thinking they would come back and attack me and destroy me. I don't know if it had happened to you before. In those days, just pray, Lord, you just protect me. Just protect me. Just protect me. Show me mercy. In those days, you know, you don't want to pray. Say, Lord, destroy them. If you come against the Lord, I'll feel like, hey, what about if this does not happen and they come back and say, hey, you are the one praying and start smacking. And so, but thank God I have a spiritual understanding better than where I was when I first gave my life to Christ. And so I want to say to you, the craftsman is in you. It's not in anyone. It's in you. You have the craftsman. You are the one that God had raised to raise standard against the kingdom of darkness. And I want you to prepare spiritually, because I understand something that will happen tonight and this morning or this afternoon. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Before we go to prayer, I want us to know what are the judgments of God against the on. The Bible says, touch not my anointed, neither do my prophet any harm. In this place that we read, the horns are already scattered. They are scattered people. They have scattered. As a matter of fact, the one thing that God showed to me today was that the horn go. At least he hit somebody and they were in a spiritual pain. I don't know, it might be somebody in this church. Maybe the enemy had go. I pray for the balm of Gilead of heaven. It will heal you in the name of Jesus. Wherever the enemy had gone and scattered you, I pray today by the authority of Christ, the Lord will heal you in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, is there no balm in Gilead that the sickness of my children are not healed? I pray today the balm of Gilead, it will heal you from all form of infirmities and disease that the enemy has caused in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Now, what are the judgments against the horn? The first thing God said, it will cut off every horn that scatters. It will cut off every horn that scatter. There are some people, there are certain things that will happen. If they are cut off, it might be part of it. Jeremiah chapter 48 verse 25. Jeremiah 48 said, the horn of Moab has been cut off and his arm is broken, declares the Lord. The horn of the wicked shall not lay upon the righteous that he will not commit sin. I pray every horn of Moab that is risen against your life, it will be cut off today in the name of Jesus. Yeah. He also said in the book of 75 verse 10, and the horns of the wicked I will cut off, but the horns of the righteous will be exalted. I pray for you, your horn of righteousness will be exalted in the name of Jesus. Now, the second thing God said he would do is that he will restore strength and glory that has been scattered. Listen, this is where I want to specialize before we go. When you lose a fighter thing in your life and God has not commanded it, do you know you have the right to take it back? When David left his family in Ziklag and went to fight with the Philistine against the Israelites, the Amalekites came. They came with their bands and took all that belongs to David, his wives, his children, his stuff, and all the armies with him, and they left. What did David did? He asked God, he make inquiry. And that's why today I've said to you, what I wanted to pray or speak on before was hearing from God. The Bible made it clear that he asked from the Lord. Phillips, hear from the Lord. If you are going to pray and pray aright today, not only just the word of God, you must be able to understand exactly the mind of God. If if you cannot hear from God, it will take you longer time to break through what God has placed in you. Tonight, or this afternoon, I pray God will open your ear. You will hear from God. And he said, and David, what happened? David inquired from the Lord. He said, should I pursue? Will I overtake? Will I recover all? And God said to him, David, go, pursue. You will overtake, you will recover all. I pray for you today. Everything that the enemy has taken, there is a restoration today in the name of Jesus. Because we are living in the realm of supernatural. I want you to open your Bibles to this Zechariah chapter 9, verse 12. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 12. Return to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Even today, I declare that I will restore double to you. I pray for you. Wherever you have been scattered, the Lord will restore hope and double blessing in the name of Jesus. Yeah. That is what the Bible said there. It said, return to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Even today, I declare that I will restore. And so if you are here when we are about to pray against every on the scatters, I want you to make that declaration. Everything that you have lost, by the authority and power of Christ, there will be restoration today in Jesus' name. And Lord said, last but not the least, God will rebuild after desolation. God will rebuild after desolation. When the enemy scattered, I don't know if you have seen the operation of the bulldozer before, and if you have seen when they are demolishing a property, do you know how it looks like? Even if, see how beautiful this place it is now, if you bring a bulldozer here or demolish crane or so, within space of 2 hours, this thing will become a level ground. But God said something, and I don't know whether that it's for someone here today. I believe it's for somebody. He said clearly, I will restore, I will rebuild after desolation. Everything that looks to have been plained, that have been destroyed and leveled, by the authority of Christ, you shall be rebuilt in the name of Jesus. Let's open to the book of Isaiah chapter 61 verse 4. It says, and they shall rebuild the old ruins. They shall raise up the former desolations. And they shall repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. I pray for you. Every spiritual ruins. Ruins are nothing but shambles. Ruins are nothing but of no quality. Everything that they have turned to ruins in your life, today I pray by the authority of Christ, the Lord will rebuild you, rebuild your family, rebuild your home, rebuild your children, rebuild your spouse, rebuild all that the Lord had given to you in the name of Jesus. I want you to rise on your feet as we pray. We want to do some spiritual work with the Lord. Can you rise up like an army of the Lord? Father, we want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we bless you. We give all the praises to you. Lord, you are the God that scatters all the scatterers. You are the one that can defend the defenseless, Lord. You are the hope of our life, oh Lord. Father, we give all the praises to you. Can you begin to bless the name of the Lord and adore his holy name for what he is about to do today? Lord, I appreciate and I bless your holy name. Thank you, my Father, for what you said you would do and you will continue to do. Lord, we give all the praises to you. We adore you, Lord. I thank you because I know you are here right now and I know what you said you would do. Lord, we give all the praises and adoration to you. I want you to enter into his presence with thanksgiving as we're about to go into the spiritual warfare. Lord, we bless you because I know with you all things are possible, Lord. I know, my Father, you're about to restore us back. I know you're about to do the spiritual work for us. I bless
bless you because something great is about to happen. I thank you because you are about to deal with all things that pertains to our life. Holy Spirit, I bless you because I know you are about to rebuild, oh Lord. You are about to restore, oh Lord. You are about to do what you alone can do. Blessed be your name, oh Lord. Thank you, my Father. I give all the praises to you. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. I want you to raise your voice like a army of the Lord and say, Father, every heart that is scattering in this church, Lord, scatter them in the name of Jesus. I pray, my Father, O Lord of hosts, arise in your power. Arise, O Lord, every power, every horn that is scattering, oh Lord, that have been raised by the enemy to scatter in this church. I pray, my Father, I pray, my Lord, begins to scatter them in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, make sure you are praying, make sure you are praying. Lord, I pray, my Lord, my Savior, I pray, my Lord, my Savior, every power, Lord, that is raising up, oh Lord, against the church of God, against the work of God, I pray, my Lord, I declare, Lord, scatter them, scatter them, scatter them, scatter them, in the name of Jesus. Rock of ages, begins, oh Lord, right now to defend your church, defend your people, in the name of Jesus. I'm praying, my Lord, I pray, Holy Spirit, oh Lord, that everywhere the enemy are risen up, every on, receive the fire of the Holy Ghost. I pray, my God, send the craft men, yes Lord, those who know their God, Lord, yes Lord, I declare by the authority in the name of Jesus, whatsoever my Father has not planted that is still remaining in the church of God, I pray, my Father, begins to lift them up, begins to uproot them in the name of Jesus. I release, oh Lord, right now, oh Lord, the anointing of God to break every horn, break every horn, break every horn in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray.